questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, where welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speaker for today's discussion, Dr. Hojatul Islam Karimi from the Islamic Seminary of Qom. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's we want to talk about the main Quranic look at the woman. And how does the Quran look at the woman? So many people might believe that, for example, inside the religion of Islam, there is a kind of man orientation, strategy, or lifestyle, and the woman has no place inside the religion of Islam based on the Quranic teachings. What's your answer to that?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There are many discussions under this question, but mainly those people who refer to the Quran, they take, for example, the story of the creation of Adam and Eve, and then because of some narrations, especially, because of some references to the Old Testament, they claim that Eve was created from a part of Adam, for example, from the rib of Adam, as it's been mentioned in some of the narrations, and based on the Old Testament. But the point is that when we refer to the verses of the Quran about the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the creation is based on a nature or a gem.
Yes.
And all people, whether men or women, are created from the same nature and gem. There is no difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. O people, be wary of your Lord who created you from a single soul. Allah doesn't say that I created Adam from one nature and Eve from another nature. No. نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا, single soul. And this is the reality of mankind. What matters is that nafs, that soul, that gem, which is common between men and women. So, was woman created for men? Some people, they have this misunderstanding that the main purpose of the creation was man, was Adam, and Eve was just created for, comfort
the,
of Adam.
The pleasure.
For the pleasure of Adam. But this is against explicit verses of the Noble Book of Quran, and hopefully, based on the verses of the Quran, I try to reject this misunderstanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Book of Quran that وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, chapter room, verse 21. And of his signs it is that he created for you mates from your own selves that you may take comfort in them. Now, some people have referred to these verses to say that, see, Allah says that women are created for the comfort of the men. And they continue to say that أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ, كُمْ is the masculine form, masculine pronoun, which means that for you men. But the point is that, first of all, those people who are familiar with the Arabic grammar and Arabic language, they know that when in Arabic language, when you want to address a group of men and women, you use masculine form.
Yes, that's right.
So you are in a session, there are a group of women, even today, there are a group of men and a group of women, and you want just to greet all of them. Do you say assalamu alaykunna, which means feminine form, or you say assalamu alaykum? You say assalamu alaykum, which is a masculine form, but it is addressing both men and women.
That's right.
This is Arabic language.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is any blame, it should be put on the Arabic language.
That's right.
So in Arabic language, when you're addressing a group of men and women, you use masculine form.
That's right.
And that is why, because some people say that, you see, in all the cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, which is in masculine form.
That's right.
But the point is that it is addressing all men and women, the faithful men and women. This is the language of the Quran, that is the language of Arabic language. And in Arabic language, when you're addressing men and women, you use masculine form.
questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Most of the cases, you know, in the Holy Quran, men and women are addressed the same.
Yeah.
I mean, in the same verses, for example, say, and for women are rights over the men, and for those of the men over the women, entering the paradise with your wives, you know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. In cases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to mention the sex.
The gender. Yes.
He mentions
both of them. Yes.
That is why we have, in many cases, there are, feminine forms which are used, because they are addressing only women.
And the wives are your garments, you are the garments of your wives.
I will come to that,
that
verse.
Okay. It's a good, okay.
So my point is that this verse that of his signs is that he has created for you mates from your own selves is not only addressing men.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about zawj, azwaj.
Yes.
And azwaj is the plural for both zawj and zawja.
Yes, spouses, it's better to say.
Spouses.
Yes.
So the true understanding of these verses is that O men, Allah has created women for you. O women, Allah has created men for you.
That's
for your comfort.
Okay.
And let me go to that verse that you refer to. Hunna libasul lakum,
antum
libasul lahum.
Yes.
Both of them, you are kind of cover for the men, addressing the women. And as men, you are a cover for the women. Of course, there are a couple.
That's right.
It is in the interpretation.
Just look at the text of the Holy Quran. For example, we have one separate chapter by the name of the women and
exactly.
Nisa, you know, this shows the respect of the women in the text of the Holy Quran. In that verse, you know, so many rights and keeping justice among the, for example, the women and this and that, all are mentioned by the text of the Holy Quran more than 14 centuries ago. Yep. Nowadays, some of the so-called, you know, liberal movements are looking for the rights of the women. Just look how the text of the Holy Quran addressed the rights of the women and establishing justice among them 14 centuries ago. This is really fascinating.
Exactly. Let's go to the story of the creation of Adam and Eve, because many people refer to that to claim that there is a kind of difference between men and women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Yasin, verse 60 says that Alam ahad ilakum ya bani Adam alla ta'budu shaitan. Did I not exhort you, O children of Adam, saying, do not worship Satan? So the verse is addressing all children of Adam. It doesn't specify for men or women.
That's right.
When Adam and Eve were created and they resided in that special heaven, which is not, of course, the eternal heaven, both of them were addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reside and to be away from that tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Baqarah, verse 35, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمْ أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. We said, O Adam, dwell with your mate in paradise. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. Both of you eat thereof freely whenever you wish. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Both of you do not approach this tree.
That's right.
فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Lest you should be among the wrongdoers. So if Adam was the main purpose of the creation and Eve was only for the comfort of Adam, it was not necessary for God to address Eve too.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that Khalifa, divine caliph, which is mentioned in chapter Baqarah, verse 30, is referring to both of them, both men and women who are qualified. They can be the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Then we go to the next part of the story. Satan tries to deceive both of them. فَأَذَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ. Then Satan caused them to stumble from it, and he dislodged them from what state they were in. Again, this is a lesson, this is a message.
That's right.
That there was no difference between men and women. Both of them ask Allah for repentance. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Both of them said, O Lord, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among the losers. So all these verses regarding the creation of Adam and Eve tell us that there is no difference between Adam and Eve. Adam was created as the first human being and Eve as the second human being. But there is no reason that the one who is created, I mean, later, mm-hmm. is less.
It's a second class.
It's second class.
No, it's not. Okay.
And according to our narrations, for sure, Eve was not created from the rib of Adam, which
That's
is
right.
believed by some of the followers of other religions.
That's right.
He was created from the same clay. This is based on the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam.
And Allah's emphasis on creating the pair, mm-hmm. you know, from opposite genders, I mean male and female, we can say, I think, is a nice answer to so many of the liberal movements nowadays, looking after the rights of the movements like the feminists or, these hero things, heroism of the women and the feminist look. But the case is that the women are valued as the men are. We can't say it is not as if, for example, as you said, the women are the instrument for joy or pleasureism or something like that, sexualism, just working in the house or doing this or doing that. Oh, it's not.
At inside all. What the religion of Islam, in the religion is not. Of Islam is faith and righteous deeds.
That's
Min
right.
dhakaran wa untha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions that there is no matter of gender. It's
That's
a
right.
matter of faith and righteous deeds. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable people before God are those who are most God-weary. So it's not a matter of gender.
And just look at the remain, we can see different references into the outstanding women of the previous religions, you know, inside the Holy Quran. Maryam, you know, the mother of Moses. We can't say, and the other women, you know, in the Holy
and
Quran.
Interestingly, yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to two women as a role model
role
for
model.
All
yes.
human beings, mm-hmm. both men and women.
Okay.
And if I have time, I just share
yes.
One more point. And for those who are interested in knowing more about the look of the Quran at women, I may ask them to search for the word al-insan, which mm-hmm. means human being. In all the cases when the word al-insan or human being, humankind, is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, there is no difference between men and women. There is no discussion of gender here. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 10, verse 4, for example, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنَ تَقْوِيمٍ, we certainly created a human being in the best of forms. Al-insan is referring to both men and women.
That's right.
Or for example, chapter Ahzab, verse 72, we presented the trust to heavens and the earth and the mountains, they refused, and حَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ, it was a human being who, undertook it. Or Ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Qur'an and he created human being and taught him the speech. Here again, we have the reference to al-insan and not a man, for example.
That's right.
So I asked the dear listeners to search for the word al-insan, and even in some cases, the word might be apparently a masculine word, but as I mentioned, in many cases, it is inclusive. It includes both men and women.
That's right.
According to different chapters, like chapter Nahl, verse 97, as I mentioned, what matters is faith and righteous deeds, and doesn't make any difference. To put it in one word, divine values
okay.
have nothing to do with gender.
That's all right. And just take a look how the religion of Islam on that time, 14th century ago, brought respect for the status of the women in the religion of Islam in a land that the girls were buried alive. And by the order of Prophet Muhammad, they were banned from doing so. Khadija, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, had a high status in the eyes of Prophet Muhammad. Fatima al-Zahra is the greatest daughter, part of the body and the flesh of Prophet Muhammad, flesh and soul of Prophet Muhammad, and so many other women and the girls that were respected in the religion of Islam. This is a true look at the religion of Islam, we can say, has for women and the females. And we can say, I hope that one day the liberal capital Western world understands such a look, you know, that we as Muslims have for the women inside the religion of Islam in our society. Thank you very much, Shaykh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Goodbye.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن